Melech carries on and says, Ki tzpineini b'sukha b'yom ra yastireini b'seis ha'ara b'tzu yorim emeini. That he will hide me in his tabernacle on the day of calamity. He'll conceal me in the secrecy of his tent. He will lift me up on a rock. V'ata yarim roish yal oivai svivai sai v'ezbacha b'ayalei zivchi sura ashira v'zamar Hashem. And now my head will be raised over my enemies around me. I'll sacrifice in his tent, sacrifices with joyous song. I'll sing and chant praise to Hashem. What's going on here? David HaMelech is telling us, once I've expressed my deepest desire to dwell in the house of Hashem, this becomes a source of tremendous security for me. Hashem's my shade, he's my fortress, no enemy can attack me. Moreover, since I've developed this sense of confidence in Hashem's protection, I will raise up my head above my enemies that surround me. And then, like one who's vanquished his enemies, I'll offer up zivchi tura, thanksgiving offerings to Hashem. Since I've got such confidence in Hashem's protection, my dwelling is in his tent, it's as if I've fought to and emerged victorious. Meaning I've got so much confidence, it's in the bag already. And I have the ability to sing to Hashem. The very existence of a Jewish nation, as Hashem's people, the fact that we've remained strong and consistent and authentic and intact over the years, despite everything that's happened to us, says Rav Yaakov Emden, it's greater than the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt. It's greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Although, like David HaMelech, we realize that there is often times where we need to wage war to protect ourselves. We never pride ourselves on being a nation of warriors. Rather, it's levechayil v'levekayach kim baruchi amar Hashem. Not by military force, not by physical strength, but by my spirit, says Hashem. The greatness of the Jewish people, the secret to our survival, has never been our military prowess. That's not what kept us alive for the last 2,000 years, when we had to duck and dive throughout all those the trials and the tribulations of the exile. There was something much deeper. There was something more spiritual. A confidence in Hashem's protection regardless of what was going on. And this is the greatness of spirit that we're meant to tap into come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is the time when we deepen our connection and performance of Torah and Mitzvahs. Even those that aren't so connected throughout the year, this is the time when they stand up and identify and come to Hashem's house. There's a greatness of spirit of those who spend time in the Beis Hashem throughout the year, and then what they do with it at this time of year. Enhancing their connection, deepening their connection. And yes, there's even a greatness of spirit of those that don't come so often and choose to make that uncomfortable decision, perhaps, to come to the Beis Hashem at this time of year. There's a greatness of spirit that lies within the Jewish people. It is this identifying as the nation of Hashem that is a true source of our security. Being part of Klal Yisrael, who is the Am Hashem. Each one according to their level. Each one according to their ability. But that's what David HaMelech means. When he refers to the fact of Ki Yitzpaneini B'Sukha B'Yem Ra, he'll tide me in his tabernacle on the day of calamity. Yastreini B'Seisa Ayala B'Tzirei Meini. You come, you connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the shuls and the Batei Medrash. No matter who you are, you're in a safe space and you're secure at this time of year, providing the energy for the rest of the year to come.